Autrey is the last name, first name Shawn. Today's 9/7. He was born 9/26/65. 57-year-old gentleman comes in today with constipation, difficulty urination, exposure to STD. Patient is 57 years old. Had a knee replacement a month ago. His knee is doing fantastic. No leg swelling, no cough, congestion, shortness of breath, no pulmonary embolus symptoms or DVT symptoms, period. In the paragraph, he is constipated because of hydrocodone. He also has difficulty urinating. His girlfriend was just diagnosed with STD. He would like to be treated for chlamydia as well. COVID immunization, none. Medication, hydrocodone, one a day. Medical problems, negative. Surgery, right knee replacement, 6 weeks ago total. Social ETOH use, smoking, minimal. ETOH use, minimal. No smoking, sorry. Family history, no diabetes, constipation, no diabetes, hypertension, colon cancer, prostate cancer, colonoscopy 8 years ago. He weighs 249 pounds, 96%, 298.116, 78/140/88. Heart positive, of two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, neck rigidity, skin shows no rash. His bladder is within normal limits, but his prostate appears to be around 25 grams. Liver is fatty on the ultrasound. Kidneys are normal. Gallbladder is normal. Urinalysis shows no blood. Number one, dysuria. Number two, BPH. Number three, rosefenogram now for possible, most likely prostatitis. Next number is Cipro to follow up regarding the prostatitis. Next number is Flomax, 0.6 milligram at nighttime. Next number is check blood work, including CBC, CMP, TSH, uric acid, and PSA, along with hemoglobin A1C. Next number, take the Flomax at nighttime. Next number is to finish the treatment for STD with a gram of rosefin. Today he also going to get zithromycin, 250 milligram, four tablets to take at once. Next time we'll return in a week or call with, or I will call patient with the results of blood work findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.